glory. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of armies. He is the King of glory. And so we thank you, Father, that you're here, God. And we just want to bless you tonight. We just want to pour our hearts out to you, Lord, in praise and worship and partnering with you in intercession for our nation, Lord. We pray that you would be worshiped as you deserve to be worshiped, in spirit and truth with all of our hearts, that it would just be a sweet perfume coming up to you, Lord. And that as we pray, we would feel your heart and we would love what you love and we would hate what you hate. And we just pray, Lord God, that you will come to this nation as we open our hearts to you, that you will come even tonight, that you will move here even tonight, because we need you, God. We need you here so much. We need you, Father. All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. All we need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. Left my fear by the side of the road. Hear you speak and won't let go. Fall to my knees as I lift my hands to pray. Got every reason to be here again. The Father's love that draws me in. All my eyes want to see is a glimpse of you. And all I need. All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. All we need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. One more day and it's not the same. The Spirit calls my heart to. Drawn to the voice of the Savior once again. Where would my soul be without you, Lord? You gave your life to save the earth. I rest in the thought that you're watching over me. And all I need is you. All I need. Side of the road, I hear you speak, I won't let go. Fall to my knees as I lift my hands to pray. God, every reason to be here again. The Father's love that draws me, and all my eyes want to see is a glimpse of you. And all I need. All I need is you, Lord, it's you. Lord, you hold us, you hold. All I need is you. All I need is you.
Shadows can't
are worthy, God. Your name cannot be overcome. You are holy. You are worthy. And we bless you tonight, Lord. We praise and honor you. We give you our heart. To the one on the throne and to the Lamb, we praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever and ever and ever.
You alone are holy, Lord God Almighty. Great and marvelous are your works. You have delivered us. You alone are holy, Lord God Almighty. Great and marvelous are your works.
shall come in and join in the song of the Lamb. All the nations shall come in and join.
Do you feel the world is broken? We do. Do you feel the shadows deepen? We do. But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? We do. Do you wish that you could see it all made new? Is all creation groaning? It is. Is a new creation coming? It is. Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Oh, it is. And is it good that we remind ourselves of this? It is. Is anyone worthy? Oh, is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? To the Jesus, our Messiah, holds forever those He loves. He does. Does our God intend to dwell again with us? He does. Oh, is anyone worthy? Is anyone?
Don't sit down yet. Don't sit down. Tonight's a mighty night. Keep playing. Keep going. We're gonna stand together as a church. And specifically, it was laid on my heart today to reach out and say, can I please pray for our nation today? Pray for our nation. Pray for these presidential debates, the vice presidential debates, and just the general direction of this country, that we would wake up. It's time to wake, oh, wake, oh, sleeper. So if you don't mind, stay on your feet and let us join in intercession. If you want to join with someone else, because we're two or more gathered, The Lord is there and we are together, but we can gather here together tonight. So maybe find a partner, but let's pray together. I'm going to go through 10 passages of scripture from the Intercessors for America, IFA, and just pray this out in Jesus' name. So please agree with me right now. We're going to pray out first, Luke 8:17. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Right now, Lord, we pray that the hidden things would be revealed. In the name of Jesus, that whatever the lying serpent is trying to hide, that it would be illuminated in Jesus' name, that it would be brought forth, and that the testimony of you, Lord, would be on this nation, and that eyes would open to the deceit. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you are doing. Psalm 119, 130 says, the entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. And Lord, right now, we pray for clarity of communication. That in this nation, the truth would ring clear. And that any false narratives that are being proclaimed from the mountaintop would fall flat. In Jesus' name, we pray for this nation. We pray that the church would rise up, that this generation would awaken. We pray for transformation, but more importantly, Lord, we pray that your will would be done here on earth just as it is in heaven. And Lord, we are calling out and we are bringing in your destiny for our nation. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 40, 4 through 5 says, every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Lord, right now we stand as a church and we pray that there would be no twisting of words, that nothing would be misconstrued or misreported. Father, that what is intended and is your will would be the truth that comes forward. In any lying, scheming, deceit, rooted in evil and deceptive plans of the devil, would be wrought out in Jesus' name. And we break those words, that those words intended for harm would come out like Babel, like the Tower of Babylon. And that although they think they are speaking, no one can understand the deceitful message. And that only your message would reign clear. Psalm 34, 13 says, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. So right now, Lord, we pray for truthfulness over this nation. That your truth would reign supreme in this land. You are the Lord of truth. You are the captain of the victor armies. We pray that truth flow through the rivers of this nation and permeate the ground and the soil, and that fresh harvest would rise forth in your truth. And that we would see this nation be a nation that wears the full armor of God. And that we would rise up as being more than conquerors through him who is in Christ Jesus. For the battle is already won. And the battle belongs to the Lord. So Lord, we walk in faith in that battle and we say yes and amen to your promises and to your victory and your truth. Thank you, Jesus. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and wisdom will be given to him. Lord, I specifically pray for those that are watching through streaming services, TV, media, that they would have discernment and wisdom but more importantly, that they would have godly discernment. Lord, that so many of us lack wisdom, but all we have to do is ask for it. So right now, on behalf of this nation, we are asking for an outpouring of wisdom. You gave Solomon the splendor. Lord, you are the creator of all things, and we right now, we ask for wisdom. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, for the inheritance that belongs to these generations. We are saying yes and amen, and we are receiving your wisdom in Jesus' name. Proverbs 16:11 says, honest weights and scales are the Lord's, and all the weights are in the bag are his work. Let me reread that. Honest weights and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are his work. So right now, Father, we ask and pray over the moderators, the cameramen, anyone involved. Lord, we ask that this process and that the moderation of the debate will be fair in Jesus' name, that any evil torpedo that is intended for anything but your will would be brought down in Jesus' name. Father, shut down the power if need be, but you have your way tonight. You have your way. Lord, open the eyes of generations that they would see you and you alone, not candidates, but you and your glory for this nation. We thank you, Lord, for the honest moderation and the fair approach of these debates. Colossians 2:8 says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Father, we are asking for insight about the candidates, their ideas, and their plans. And Lord, we are asking for insight about what is visible and what is hidden. Lord, today as I was kayaking today, you literally told me, Lord, and so I'm calling it out, and we as a church are calling it out, that you will illuminate all dark areas, that where deceit lurks, you will shed light, and that where sin is attempted to be had, where people walk in sin, that you will call it out, just like you illuminated David's sin so that he could repent before you and then be raised up in you. Lord, we call out that light, that any deceit or untruthfulness be shown in Jesus' name. Father, we pray Proverbs 18:10, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Father, right now we pray for physical protection, and we thank you for the physical protection that you've already given us. But we pray for physical protection for the candidates, as well as those who will be at the debates. Father, for this nation, for our schools, for our families, for the unborn. Father, so much is on the line. We pray protection in Jesus' name, because the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and we run to you, Lord, and know that in your name we are safe. So we pray physical protection in Jesus' name, that only your will would happen in Jesus' name. Exodus 23:1 says, you shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Right now, Father, we speak impartiality to the media. We speak impartiality to the coverage that will happen. Father, we ask that the microphone will be given to those that speak only of your truth, not of this party or of that, but of you, Lord, because you are the only party that I want to go to. Lord, I want to be a part of what you are doing in this nation. Lord, I want to be a part of what you are doing in this world. But Father, we are contending that a transformative shift is happening now in the United States of America, and we call it forth here tonight. Tonight, September 10th, there is a reason, Lord, that it is tonight. We call it out in Jesus' name. We speak healing into this land, and that you, the Lord of milk and honey, that it would flow forward, Father, that we would feast on the manna that you provide for us, that we would follow you through what appears to be a wilderness, whether it be by smoke or by cloud or by fire. Father, we are going where you go. We are going where you go, and this nation will follow. The biblical principles upon which we have founded this nation, Lord, we call those out, that those are not dry bones. But, Father, we call them to life and say, wake, O wake, O sleeper. Wake. Today is the day. Now is the time. Transformative shift in Jesus' name. And Proverbs 2, 6 through 7 says, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. So, Father, right now, we pray that any idea that aligns with your values would gain traction, and anything else would be thrown out in Jesus' name. Father, we know that what you are doing it on purpose, and we are part of it. And we have authority over this land. So we come before you not as whining and complaining people, but instead as sons and daughters, knowing that you are our Father, and because you are our Father, we get to carry your name. We have the surname of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And with that, we walk in understanding that all of this is ours and more. So we say yes, we receive it, Father. We put on the ring and the robe. Lord, we thank you for this celebration, because it is time for this prodigal nation to come home in Jesus' name. And we welcome that you, Lord, have a vision for what is to happen, not only here in the United States, but across the globe for nations like Ukraine and Israel. Father, we speak life and life more abundantly. Father, give us the words. Give us the heart. We are going to enter right now, church, into a deeper period of worship. The Lord is going to be the God of breakthrough here tonight. So as you have needs, just submit them before his altar, because he is a good, good Father, and he will meet those needs. So let's rise up and worship. Let's go in Jesus' name.
I just want to piggyback something that was said. Just keep worshiping. That this is a night for the breaker anointing. There's a breaker anointing here. The Lord says, I'm the breaker, and the anointing is here. And we can affect that change. Already have, when we have spoken out and prayed out the word of God. And the Lord says, do you believe it? Do you believe that angels are being sent? Do you believe that the breaker anointing is here? Do you believe that things are shifting in the spirit because we're praying, because we're standing? We believe that. The Lord says, with those who believe, there will be an open heaven. So we say right now, tonight, that there's an open heaven over this debate. Open heaven, God, right now. We just call forth your ministry spirits and your angels right now to come and take your place. Take your place and enforce the word of the Lord that has been spoken out and prayed out right now. So we thank you, Father, for breakthrough, breaker anointing right now. Right now, go to the place, go to the debate scene, go to all those who are coming, go to all those right now, and affect the change. Your word says in Proverbs 21:1, you say that you will turn the heart of the king like channels of water. We thank you, Father, for that right now. Wherever there has been false authority, anything that is not the authority from heaven shall come down, wherever it is. And we thank you, God, for your supernatural authority right now that moves mountains. And we speak to the mountains right now, and we command them to move, to be cast into the sea. And your word says that we shall have those things that we say, and they shall come to pass. So we thank you, God, for your fire. Thank you that your fire table is rising right now. Thank you, Father, for the breakthrough right now in Jesus' name. Let's continue to worship. And if this is on your heart, just come on up and grab the mic and pray out while we're worshiping in spirit and in truth. The Lord says, yes, the name of him is a strong tower, and the righteous, and we are righteous, and we run into it and are safe. Amen? So let's do that. Let's just rush heaven right now with our worship and come grab the mic and pray it out. I believe that everyone's going to be amazed if they watch the, as they watch the debates tonight. I believe we're going to see something that's going to be a game changer tonight. It's going to bring us into a place that pleases the Lord. In Jesus' name, I believe it. Amen.
nations roar. You are the Lord of all, the one who calms the wind and makes my heart be still. Though the earth gives way, the mountains move into the sea, the nations rage, I know my God's in control. Though the oceans roar, you are the Lord of all, the one who calms the wind and makes my heart be still. Though the earth gives way, mountains move to the sea, the nations change, I know my God's in control. works of God, the nation at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear, it tells the wars to cease. The mighty one of Israel.
Grab the mic. We've already prayed through and invited the Lord into this situation that we're praying for tonight, which is for our whole nation. And this is very important. It's not just for tonight, but it is important for us to take a stand. So it's important to open our mouths and pray. So I'm inviting all of you to come and pray out. Even if it's simple, just come out, because we're decreeing and declaring and interceding right now. So as we worship and pray together, it's moving things in the shifting the spirits. It's shifting the atmosphere. So use the word of God. Open your Bibles. Bring a verse up here. Let's speak it out. The Lord says that this is really significant, really important. Okay? Because this is not child's play. We're praying and standing for the life of our nation. We're praying and standing for what is on the Lord's heart. So this is for all of us. We're not spectators. We're participants. So I'm going to invite Joe, you can come up and you can start us off. And let's just pray for our nation and what God wants to do through tonight and between now again and November. This is a game changer. This is a night of shifting, and our prayers are needed all around the country and all around the world. And so after Joe's finished, I'm asking you come up so that we don't have to call out again. Can we do that? So everybody takes an opportunity to be part of this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And thank you, Mike.
Lord, I just pray over this country, Father. Lord, I pray over strategic partnerships, Lord, that we have with our allies, Lord, specifically with Israel, Father. Lord, we just pray over the nations, Father, Lord, that we have these partnerships, Lord, these alliances, Father. Lord, we just pray that they're strengthened, Lord, not for military purposes, Lord, but for purposes, Lord, for your kingdom, Father. We just call on the nations, Father, to just come to you, Lord. Lord, that you specifically chose the United States to be the shining beacon on a hill, Father, Lord, for your kingdom purpose, Lord, not for our own military strength, our own economic strength, Lord, but we just declare it, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. We just ask, Lord, that you just strengthen strategic partnerships, Lord, is just what I hear, Lord, that there are nations, Father, Lord, that you're on your heart, Father, Lord, to be called back to you, Father, Lord, specifically, Lord, the ones in the Middle East, Father, Lord, the land surrounding Israel, Father, Lord, we just ask that you just bless those partnerships, Lord, Lord, those alliances, Lord, that were brought together, Lord, by the past administration, Father, Lord, we just, the Abraham Accords, Father, Lord, we just ask that you just bring more of those nations in the Middle East, Father, Lord, to be allies with Israel, Father, Lord, that you just bless them, Father. Again, Father, we just ask that you just touch the name of or country of Israel, Father, Lord, the Israeli people, Father, Lord. Lord, we pray for peace in the region, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, that you are in control.
Thank you, Lord, that you are the Lord of all, God. We just pray, God, that you send your angels' armies out, God, into America tonight, Lord, that your angel armies would war for the hearts of your people, Lord, the hearts of your creation, Lord, that salvation would ring forth, that those who are lost, God, would have a breakthrough in the Spirit, Lord, that they would receive the fullness of you tonight, that they would receive new glimpses of your love, new glimpses of your saving power and your miraculous works, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we also just pray for even the part of the election process and even tomorrow's aftermath, Lord, we just pray, God, that your angels would war against everything in the spiritual realm, Lord, that we would see breakthrough, Lord, in the heavenlies, in Jesus' name, over everything for America.
Yes, Father, I pray for the radical transformations, God, that the ones that are mocking Christians, the ones that look at Christians and see hatred and think that they believe what true love is, God, I just pray for the radical conversions, God, that they would be new spokesmen and spokeswomen, God, for you, that they would be the example that would lead people in their community, their families, to change from the radical wrongful thinking, God. Just thank you for transforming minds, God, transforming lifestyles, transforming ways, God, through the examples that you're raising up people to come to know you in a true relationship. In Jesus' name.
Deuteronomy 14:2, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. Lord, I just thank you that you've chosen this nation, Father, for such a time as this. Lord, I thank you that you are awakening hearts. Lord, that you're awakening people to the fact that you created them to know you. Lord, they're not lost. They're not called to be lost. They're not called to be wandering or join a club or I'll just join this party because that's what my friends are doing or I'll just vote for this person because that's what everybody says to do. No, Lord, you're calling every person from the fabric of their being, Father, how you created them in their mother's womb, Lord, that they would arise, that they would see that you are the one, Jesus. You are the true and living God. You are the God of this nation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We thank you that America is your nation, Father, and America is an example, Father, to other nations, Lord, that freedom reigns. Lord, your desire is freedom in the inward parts, freedom in this land, freedom in our hearts, Lord, and that those that are seeking that are prisoners in themselves, that are prisoners in other ways, God, that you would just bring freedom to every heart, even tonight, Lord, even during the debate, Father, that people's eyes would just be open, Lord, the blinders would come off. Just like Paul was headed to Damascus, Lord, to do more persecution. He was going to do more persecution. But Lord, you stopped him. You stopped him right in the middle of it, falling off his horse, and a bright light showing, and he couldn't see it. All he could see was you. All he could hear was you. And you said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It's hard for you to kick against the goads. And he said, who are you, Lord? And God, you transformed his life to be such an amazing apostle, to write a lot of the New Testament and to be a missionary, Lord. And I thank you that you're waking up Paul's, Father. You're waking up people in this land, men and women, Lord, who can rise up, Father, not to be someone in themselves, but to be who you created them to be. Thank you for your truth, that your word is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. As Mike was praying, Lord, that your truth would go right to the heart. It would cut right against anything in the way. It would just go to the deepest place to expose and to divide. Father, Jesus, you even said, I did not come to bring peace, but I came to bring a sword. Even though you are the Prince of Peace, you're the Prince of Peace, yet you bring a sword to divide what's true and what's not. Lord, that there would be such a recognition, Father, from this point forward of what's true and what's not, what's real and what's not. God, that people would just stick, they would just go to the real. They'd go to the real God. They'd go to the real Jesus. Not a false hope, not a false grace, but the real you. Because you're the only one, Lord. You're the only one who's real, who's true. So we do declare, I just add my voice and declare truth tonight. You are the way, you are the truth, you are the life, forever and ever, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I just want to read one verse that just jumped literally right into my spirit. Okay, Ephesians 4:29. I encourage you to memorize this. Okay, let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth. But if there is any good word for edification, according to the need of the moment, say that, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Can I say that again? Because I want all of us to get this. And my exhortation tonight, you've heard the word of the Lord. It was really beautifully brought. We're going to continue on. But listen, I really believe that during this, there's going to be mocking spirits all over this nation and in our households, potentially. Don't join in. Take this verse, stand on it. Do not allow it with any of your families. Don't allow it, because it'll interrupt what the enemy, what the Lord wants to accomplish. Okay, so how many heard that verse? Do you know what it is? Ephesians 4:29. And I would also pray in the Spirit. I would pray in the Spirit during this debate. You want to hear? You can pray quietly, but you want to hear what's going on. But we want to be interrupters. Who wants to be a divine interrupter? That's us. Let me read the verse again. Get it. Memorize it. It will really help. Let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth. But if there is any good word for edification, according to the need of the moment, say that, so that it will give grace to those who hear. So it's an exhortation from the Lord. I was just standing there waiting, wondering who's going to be next. And the Lord said, Ephesians 4:29, go read it. I know it, but I wanted to read it very accurately. But this should be something in our arsenal, and it's a game changer. That's my favorite phrase of the night. Game changer tonight. Let it change with us first. No mocking spirits, because it's easy to make fun of all parties in some way, shape, or form. Who can agree with that at times? Okay, so we're all human, but the Lord says you're supernatural tonight, human or not. So Ephesians 4:29, and pray it out. Pray it out and pray in tongues during this thing. It's really important, so that all that Mike prayed out, those 10 points and everything else and every other prayer so far, will be acted upon. Okay? Somebody told me, very close to me at the camp, they saw two big angels. They hadn't seen angels before, standing behind me. And I went, oh, okay, those guys, when I was preaching. And those guys travel with me to different nations. I know that. And they're here in this place as well. So look for things spiritually, supernaturally. We're sending angels, legions of angels out. This is no small battle. This is a big battle, but nothing for Jesus. All right? So let's enter in as the battle people that we are. And let's win. We enter in from a place of victory, and we call it out. Amen? Ephesians 4:29, pray in the Spirit. And let's also continue on. So someone wants to grab this. Michelle, you can keep it going, and we're going to have our say, because this is our time to open up our mouths and declare and decree. Amen?
Saw three pictures while Mike was praying out early, like rapid fire, and I believe it conducts well with what was just shared. The first was of these large shakers of salt. I saw us being turned into these shakers of salt and was reminded of the verse, Colossians 4, Lord, we declare this over ourselves. Your speech must always be seasoned with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person. And I just saw us as these salt shakers, as we were speaking with just hearts of purity and minds of purity and just laid down in humility, that this salt was being released and it was seasoning our conversations. It was purifying our conversations. Salt is a cleanser. It's a purifier. And so, Lord, we stand on this word and we pray, Lord, and we just lay our hands on our own mouths, Lord God. Father, these would be your mouthpieces for you, Lord, that we would be influencers. And that goes into the next picture. The next picture I saw when Mike was praying was these like aqueducts, these water channels. They were all lined up. There was maybe six or seven of them. They were huge, as if they were these huge structures on top of a dam. They were all these water channels, like giant, you know. And I saw this water being released down this chute through the channels. And then PMP spoke out that scripture, I believe Proverbs 21, about the channels. And I just heard, I want to get this right, new channels of influence would be released tonight after the debate. New channels of influence. And so this flows into the third picture, and then I'll pray it out. The other one I saw, Mike just talked about scales falling off. I saw that, and I believe it had to do with key spiritual leaders, not just ones with platforms, but those even in our community, in mainline denomination churches and other ones that have not stood for the right agenda, that have had deception
a cloud come over them and have not been standing for God's agenda, that tonight something was going to shift and they were going to get on God's page, that they were going to lay down the idols, the arguments that they built up in their minds because maybe they don't like a person or whatever it is, and they were going to be changed. And these were, I believe, the channels of influence, our church leaders, our faith leaders, that the Lord's going to use, that they have, that the enemy's been using to influence for the wrong side, and tonight is going to be a shift. So, Lord, we just want to pray these out, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, over those channels of influence in all the church denominations, Father, be it the Catholic Church, Lord, the mainline denominationals, Lord, Episcopalians are coming to my heart strongly, Lord, that the enemy has tried to bring wickedness in his agenda into these denominations that are your precious body. These are our brothers and sisters created to walk in truth. So, Lord, we pray tonight that there would be a shift, Lord. We cry out, Lord God, for the leaders of the faith, Lord, for the men and women, pastors, preachers, influencers, Lord, people in the media, in the Christian media who have not stood for your truth, who have stood against your truth, Father, that there will be a shift tonight, that the scales will fall off their eyes in the name of Jesus, and they will be used as beautiful channels of influence for your kingdom, Lord God, for what you want to do in this nation, Lord. Father, that you're bringing your shaking and your cleansing on your bride, that we as your church body will shine as those lights, those cities on hills, Lord God, as you intended us to, Lord. It's not just for one denomination to get it and the rest to fall away, Father. No, you're saying, I want to bring my truth and my revival to many, many denominations and many, many pastors and leaders, and that the scales will fall off, Lord. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name.
September 10th, the day before September 11th, and the fact that we're here together praying, and that the first presidential debate between the two candidates is tonight, and I just think the timing of it is really interesting. I was reading this article in the prayer binder that I just put together, and I want to read some information about 9/11. It says, "What about 9/11? It was on its first day as a constituted nation, as its first president, George Washington, was sworn into office, that America was consecrated in prayer to God. The consecration took place in a little stone chapel in the nation's capital. But America's first capital was not Washington, D.C. or Philadelphia. Its first capital was New York City. More specifically, it was in Lower Manhattan. Where exactly? As I revealed, and this is that Joseph Kahn gentleman who has the dark hair. Where exactly, as I revealed in my first book, The Harbinger, America was dedicated to God at the corner of Ground Zero on 9/11. In other words, Ground Zero was America's ground of consecration. It is an ancient principle. Judgment, calamity returns to the ground where the nation was dedicated. And then it also says, could there have been a mystery as well behind the American calamity of 9/11? America's rise to economic superpower was largely centered on the island of New York City. When did the rise of New York City begin? It happened on the day the island of Manhattan was discovered by Henry Hudson, which was September 11th. So I just believe that there were two scriptures that came to mind as others were praying. The one is Genesis 50:20, and this is Joseph talking to his brothers who persecuted him, and he says, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now therefore do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones." And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. And then the other verse that came to mind is Romans 8:28, that says, "And we know that the Lord works all these things together for the good of those who love Jesus and are called according to his purposes." So I just believe that we're in a moment tonight as we're preparing to enter back into that back into September 11th, like I believe we're in a moment of space and time where there's like this intercessory place that has opened up for us to pray into these things and to pray for our nation as we prepare to enter back into September 11th on the night of the first debate. So Father, we just lift up all of this in the name of Jesus. Father, you know all of this history, even when we don't, God. You know the end from the beginning. You are the Alpha and the Omega. We declare over all of these things, over the debate tonight, over this election, over all of the difficult things, over all the tragedies that our nation has gone through, and over all of the things that will be to come, we declare that you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the great I am. You are the one that works all things for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purposes. We declare Romans 8:28 over this nation, that this is a nation created to be those who love you. We thank you, Lord, that on 9/11, this nation was consecrated unto our mighty God. This nation was consecrated unto you, Lord Jesus. We pray that it would always be, Father, and we repent on behalf of our nation for the sin of this nation, for the sin of abortion, Father, for the sin of idolatry. We repent, Father, on behalf of our nation, and we call out for the blood of Jesus to speak a better word than that of Abel. Yes, Lord, we cry out for the blood of Jesus to speak in our behalf. We cry out for the mercy seat to speak, that your mercy triumphs over judgment. Your mercy triumphs over judgment in this land, in Jesus' mighty name. And we just declare that there's breakthrough in the atmosphere. I heard Susie or someone a couple minutes ago singing breakthrough, and I could feel it. I could feel it in the atmosphere that there's breakthrough in the atmosphere. We declare a breakthrough. We declare a breakthrough. Can we sing it? We declare a breakthrough. 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 Jesus, before the testimony of the blood of Jesus, you shall become a level plain, and we shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, 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 grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. We declare breakthrough. We declare breakthrough by the blood of the Lamb. By power, but by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts is speaking. He's speaking breakthrough. He's speaking breakthrough. The Lord of hosts speaks. Thank you, Lord, that your word runs swiftly forth tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amanda is going to pray this out, but to continue on, and Joe, are you still here? Joe, hey, can you come up, Joe? I'm just going to read one more thing here. America's rise to global military power has long been epitomized and embodied by the Pentagon. The Pentagon's construction marked and mirrored America's rise to military superpower in 1941 on the eve of its entrance into the Second World War. It began when the Pentagon's builders broke ground on a plot of land bordering the Potomac River. What day was it? It all began September 11th. So the terrorists struck the symbol and center of American military superpower on the very day that that symbol and center was born. Again, they had no idea, but they were led by that which did. These were no accidents, for there is more to the world than meets our eyes. So Joe, if you can, just represent the military superpower here with Amanda. Come on over. Amanda, fire. Pray it out.
We just thank you, Lord, that we're in a moment. We're in a moment in time and space that we call down the fire of the Lord. We call down heaven. We call upon the Lord of hosts over this nation, over the Pentagon, over all of our military, over all of our intelligence. In the name of Jesus, strength, strength, strength. You're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We have not been given a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Honor, courage, and commitment. We declare honor, courage, and commitment. You are a mighty warrior. The Lord is with you, O mighty warrior. So rise. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. We declare that this nation is a nation of mighty warriors. For the Lord Jehovah, Yahweh, we call on the Lord of hosts for intervention for this nation and for our families, for every prodigal that is lost. We call on the hosts of heaven. We call on the Lord of hosts on the eve of 9/11. On the eve of 9/11, in this time and space, we call on victory. We call We call on breakthrough from the Lord Jehovah, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of the breakthrough. We thank you, Lord. We stand at the place, we stand at the place where David was.
Take the arrows. And he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground with them. And he struck three times and he stopped. Then the man of God was angry with him and said, you should have struck the ground five or six times. Then you would have taken down Syria. But you would, that would be an end. But now you will strike down Syria only three times. But that means here that the king was King Joash and the prophet Elisha was speaking and saying, you were told to be obedient. You were told into faith, to be in faith and to strike the ground six times. So we've been striking the ground three times. The Lord put this on my heart. So what we're going to do, the arrows that have been flying, we're going to take those arrows that were shot at our country long time ago on September 11th. And we're turning the tide right now. And we're doing that for what's going on in the world, not just in this nation. So we're going to strike the ground. We're going to strike the ground. We're going to do it six times. We're going to do it prophetically. So we're going to sing that out, and we're going to strike the ground. So let's do that. So, Lord, we take that scripture, and we strike the ground. One, strike the ground. Two, strike the ground. Strike the ground. Four, strike the ground. Five, strike the ground. Six, Father, we take that, and that's the double portion for this nation, for tonight on. This is the breakthrough. This is the breaker anointing, and we call it out. Strike it down. Yes.
Forth,
let's sing it out.
Forth.
Let's sing it out.
Strike the ground with the wells of revival. Burst forth.
Burst forth.
Strike the ground with the wells of revival. Burst forth.
Let's get the drums, yeah.
Strike the ground with the wells of revival. Burst forth.
Amen. Amen. We want to enter into communion now, and we're going to bring it down about 8:45 tonight, so that anyone wants to get there and be in warfare mode. If you plan on watching this, you don't have to. But if you do, then you'll be there right at 9 o'clock. So that's what we'd like to do, is just shift it a little bit. You're welcome to stay, but many of us will be going so that we can watch this from the beginning, praying in tongues and just upholding what we have broken through. I really believe the Lord is saying that He's heard us tonight. He's heard us tonight. He's heard us tonight. So we're trusting God in that. So I'm going to ask Michelle and Joe just to go on up. They don't have anything prepared. And just lead us in communion together as husband and wife. Just lead us in a communion time, just from your heart. Don't worry about it. You don't have to plan anything. You just are in the Spirit right now. There's no time for that. So you can just share the mic.
Oh, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to come to you, Lord, in holy communion. I just thank you, Lord. We just, again, are just eyes fixed on you, Lord. We're in awe of how amazing you are, how holy you are, Lord, and that your government will know no end, Lord. You are the government. You are the reigning authority over the U.S. government, over every government on the face of this earth, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you're coming again, Lord, and we can rejoice in that, Lord. We can rejoice in what you're doing now, and we can rejoice that you are going to come again and rule and reign, and you are preparing us as your bride, Lord, and our whole life's journey is just to win all the souls into your kingdom, Father God, so we can have an amazing celebration, Lord, at the end of time, Father God. That's what it's all about, Lord God. Father, and I just thank you, Lord, that tonight, Father, we just thank you for your word, Father, as we grab the elements here. Lord, thank you, Lord, for your word in Colossians, Father. 1:21. And although you were previously alienated and hostile in attitude, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his body of flesh through death in order to present you before him, holy and blameless and beyond reproach. If you indeed you continue in the faith, firmly established and steadfast, and not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made a minister. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that this is our faith, Lord. Everything points to the gospel, Lord. Everything points, everything in creation, everything in this nation, Lord. Everything tonight, Lord God, it points to you, Lord God, no matter what it looks like, Father. Lord, that hearts would be stirred to enter into the hope of their calling, Lord, and this nation's calling. Father, we just thank you, Lord.
Lord, tonight we just thank you for your son, Father, Lord, who just gave everything for us, Father. Lord, this nation would not be here today, Lord, if it wasn't for you. Lord, this nation was founded by your body, Lord, by your blood, Father, that was sacrificed, Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. This nation, Lord, was founded on godly Christian principles, Father, Lord. Lord, based on your life's commitment, Father, Lord, and we just thank you again, Father, for the freedoms that we have, Lord, that we take for granted every day, Father. Lord, you laid the foundation, Lord, and we just thank you again, Lord, for everything you've done, Lord, and just you just continue to bless us, Father, with the freedoms and rights that we have, Father, Lord, that just those continue, Father, Lord, and we don't take those for granted. In Jesus' name.
Oh, Lord, we just bless your body and your blood, these elements, Lord, that we take. Consecrate them, Father. Lord, consecrate us again for your purposes, Jesus. And we just recommit ourselves again, fresh and new, into your hands, Lord. Recommit this nation, Lord God, into your hands, Lord. Father, that tonight, Lord, I just see hearts, stony hearts being opened to gratefulness to live in this nation, a new love, Father God, for for this nation, Lord, that you paid the price for, Lord, that you have your eye on, Lord God, Father. Lord, we thank you. We declare of this nation once more, Father, that with God all things are possible, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your body and blood, Lord, and that's what your word says, Lord, with you. Lord, as we become one with you in this time of communion, Lord, all things are possible because of what you've done. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We normally don't close out a little bit early because of something that would be on television. We don't do that. But this is a little different because of 911 and what the Lord showed us through the discovery from what was prayed out from the very beginning and just the encouragement the Lord's been giving us of how to stand collectively. So there may not be tons of people in here and online, but I don't know what defines for God tons of weighty people. And there's a lot of weightiness going on tonight. And I'm praying in other pockets around the country and around the world because it is very significant. And as the Lord put 2 Kings 13 on my heart, and we even prophetically walked that out, the Lord is holding us to that, that if we're going to sing out and we're going to decree and declare out, strike the ground, and thank you, Mike and team, Bill and Susie and Ashley and team with Mike, and then Amanda joining, that we're trying to hear and listen to what you, Holy Spirit, are leading us to do, because this is very significant. And to put these things together gives us more opportunity to pray in prophetically so that our voice will count in the heavenlies, and that's where it matters. So when we sang that song out, Strike the Ground, then we're understanding a little bit more what's at stake. And so when the Lord is calling us in faithfulness to obey in the area of intercession and worship, that we take that so seriously as we go out believing that there's going to be a turnaround in this nation. So we're calling out a major outpouring of you, Holy Spirit, in this nation, and that all eyes will be on this. So we're trusting and believing that our efforts for the last 2 hours have been very significant in the kingdom of heaven. So you can take that as we go out. If you choose not to watch, it's fine. It's purely your choice. But we do ask you to intercede if you're not watching, and that you would be praying in tongues and you would be declaring and decreeing all the things that we prayed out in Jesus' mighty name, because the Lord's looking for someone who would stand in the gap. And he said, when I return, will I find faith on this earth? And so this is our act of obedience and faith, that what the enemy meant for evil in Genesis 50:20, the Lord says, I will bring good out of it. And it's no small thing that 9/11 is tomorrow. So praise the Lord that we have that opportunity tonight. Amen? So God bless you all. Let's go forth so we can get there, if those who want to watch it. And we'll just say goodnight right now. God bless you all. Let's go home.